Britain is poised to secure a place at the front of the line on trade negotiations with the United States just more than a year after then-President Barack Obama warned the British about the future trade relationship if they voted to leave the European Union. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government hopes that Brexit and U.S. President Donald Trump's America First policy can avoid the pitfalls of protectionism.
It's very important that we keep the United States orientated towards an open, free trading approach, because it is the world's biggest economy, and what happens there will affect everybody else. So I think that directing the debate away from some of the protectionist noises into a free market, rules-based debate is a very important discussion for us to have.
The talks are only preliminary. Britain has no authority to enter trade agreements until it is completely out of the European Union, and that is 2 years away. But laying down the groundwork early is important politically, as the popularity of May's leftist rival Jeremy Corbyn grows, and so do concerns that a U.S. trade deal may mean opening up Britain's national health care system to U.S. firms. For the British, agriculture is a major sticking point. There are big differences between U.S. and British farming methods when it comes to the use of antibiotics and genetically modified crops, neither of which are welcome on British store shelves. In the important financial services sector, ties are already strong, and some believe a direct U.S. deal could mean more growth, says venture capitalist Rob Misselbrook via Skype.
When you're dealing with the EU, you're dealing with the trade agreement, all these different pressure points come in, from Italian winemakers to French cheesemakers to German auto. Dealing on a direct basis, it's us and them.
President Trump says he wants to move very quickly on a trade deal with Britain. The British went to Washington confident Trump and the U.S. Congress are on their side. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.